I just forgot to say that earlier. Richard was a total dick all the way. He started being real twat. Stinks! Richard and Katrina make it out in the front of the bus, and it's disgusting because we have to watch a horror film, and we've not got any popcorn, and it's not fair. If Richard shouts any louder, we're all going to be deafened. It's raining. I'm annoyed. I'm going to kill Richard. I hate Richard! This is good to know. We are an hour into our walk and already Richard and Brainy are arguing. The track we're supposed to be going down turned out to be a ditch. So we ended up getting drenched. And both sides were like totally really thin. So you could like hardly walk on them. So you had to keep jumping from side to side. About three of us fell in. So got drenched. Some clever person forgot to write the times on the route information. We're supposed to be there. The space we're supposed to be walking in is blocked by cows. Yet another catastrophe on the holiday from hell. Because of the same bus. I am wet up to my knees, and this is the best holiday I've ever had. We have just found a path after we have been blockaded by cows. The path is covered with bales, so we have to walk over them!
But that's a good thing.
There's an incredibly stupid mutt with one eye following us, and it's becoming really, really annoying because it's following us over like five fields.
Glory, glory, party lighted!
Stink! We have just got rid of the dog! Thank God! Yes. Because we're gonna say.
Sorry!
We are now at the toilets, but we have to wait because Louisa wants to change her knickers!
Shit.
And Bryony just went to look at Richard having a waz.
I didn't know it! I went to record what he was saying!
The waz round the corner!
Death becomes you. We're at our favourite stop, i.e. the toilets! It's great fun!
So?
Yeah, it's all your.
Rebecca waved to the bus and it was drowned!
No, I'm just waving!
Oh, thank God!
Richard is bloody annoying. Richard is f***ing annoying. Richard is the f***ing person in this whole goddamn campsite. Richard's deaf because he can't hear what we're saying about him. We're saying that he's a f***ing asshole and he can't f***ing hear us. Richard's a f***ing lazy f***, and he can't think of anything but stupid things.
And Rebecca won't do the washing up.
We've been telling her to do the washing up! But she can't do it because she's too lazy! Why does everyone always overreact? Louisa poured milk all... said she was going to give us some milk. So she poured it into our breakfast. Then she poured too much into our breakfast! And so we ended up with hot, like, totally disgusting, ugh, milky breakfast. And then she slipped and threw it all over Kirsty. Richard setting his treasure on fire. So is Owen.
Instead of making me better, keep making me ill.
Drop in.
Yeah, just don't be my...
Okay, sing your song.
Kirsty is about to sing the Richard is a twat song. Here she goes.
He's a twat.
Richard is a twat. Richard is a twat. Richard is a twat.
Twat.
Twat, twat, twat. Question. What makes a washing machine laugh?
Answer. They take the piss out of the pants.
Richard just said that he was a posh for some odd reason.
The door, he just got to me and say, when I went to the hostel for the first time, he goes, oh, hello, Richard. And I say, what the did you just say that to me? And then, by the end of the last week, he goes,
all right, Richard.
Like, normally. he used to seem to think that I was a posh...
That was Richard not even realising that we were tape recording him. Richard's burnt his sausages.
They're well done.
What?
Say again.
They're well done.
Take again.
Ew!
She spat sausage at me!
Rebecca can't find any hot water. She can only find cold water. To do my washing up in!
You do it then!
Oh, the f***! You won't do our washing up, which you promised you would.
I did the...
I went into my tent to get my stuff sorted out. And I tried to move this lump that I thought was a rucksack or something, and it turned out to be Kirsty.
Sorry.
And so Kirsty had fallen back to sleep. We're sitting on the top of a giant hill, and it's really, really nice, and I really, really like it here because the sun's shining right onto me. We've just finished packing up, so everyone's just putting their boots on. And Kirsty's kicking sheep everywhere.
On me!
On to Rebecca, that is.
So did I!
And Richard was in the tent with me while I was asleep and he didn't even notice me.
How dumb is that?
Richard was looking around saying, there's no clouds, is there? Looking one way. Then he turned around and said, apart from that one. And it took up half the sky!
Happy.
And Kirsty just kicked me up the backside and she probably got sheep on her boots. Richard was sucking his toes for some odd reason.
Yeah, warm. He's going to
Richard,
how are you not sucking your...
Strike that. He was blowing and sucking them, apparently to get the circulation back. And he woke me up. Richard just said, I can pick my nose with my toe. What a dick. We're sitting in the sunshine, and Richard just tripped over a boulder, so we're all going to laugh. There's a little coming up the hill, namely my brother. I say we kill it.
Yes.
Rebecca just said they'd need binoculars to see Richard having a wife because his balls and dick are so small. We've had to stop so that Richard can fantasize about the seal that he's found. It's dead. Richard stinks. Richard is so loud. I can't believe that anyone can actually talk that loud. And I agree.
We are people!
They're singing loudly. Different songs, all of which are as bad as each other.
We'll say it like, oh, hello!
There's a whole pile of people in this field picking potatoes. They look really weird because they're putting them in buckets. We're coming out to some gorgeous Clydesdale horses. They're really, really pretty. There's like six horses all in a row. Some really, really, really big ones. And now we come to the really, really, really teeny ones. They are singing this old man, only going up in numbers. So it's like really sad because he's like, this old man, blah, 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 blah. They're on 8 at the minute.
11. Last day. Right, anyway. So. Next.
That was their version of Knick-Knack, Paddywhack, Give a Dog a Bone. Blah, blah. No! Ready? I'm a born liar and Richard is so sexy. Owen stinks.
I want to see it.
Owen stinks very much.
Oh, Richard stinks. Rebecca just wrote, I love Richard. It's true. And I just wrote, I love me.
I'm cold.
Richard?
Oh,
I don't
know.
I don't
know.
Richard, do you fancy...
Rebecca.
Say yes. Katrina, is Brandon the smartest person towards the earth?
No.
Of course she is. Does Richard stink?
Badly.
Does Richard act like a total dick?
Totally.
Does Owen smell?
Totally.
Does Louisa smell?
Not as bad.
Is Rebecca writing, I love Richard?
Yep.
Rebecca, do you really love Richard?
Yep.
Kirsty, do you really love Richard?
No, of course I do.
We all love Richard.
Who doesn't love Richard?
Me!
I wanna be somebody.
Oh my god! Rebecca walked into me.
It's just like a film.
They're making me better. They're having to push me up the hill. Aren't they clever? Richard asked Owen if he wanted a fight, and Owen said no, because Owen's a wuss. We're all pushing each other up the hill. No one pushing me! Said Trey Bull.
The Christmas hit.
Richard's playing trains with Rebecca and Kirsty. And now he's pretending to crash because there's a break in the line. And so now he won't be able to get back up.
I mean poo! Sexual intercourse! I'm so...
Are you dead yet? He's like a tortoise, he can't get up.
No.
Oh, I missed it.
Get off my back.
Oh no, I'm trying to help you. So, Richard, how do you feel after your train crash?
Painful!
I wanna tell my secret. And I will keep them. Dear, dear diary, I wanna tell my secret. And I will keep them. So this is what I've done. Okay, stop it now.
Oh, Richard's doing the can-can. Jingle bells, Richard smells, Owen flew away. The catmobile lost its wheel down Rebecca's way. They're trying to do a train now, but when Richard swerves, they all fall into each other. Never let Richard drive a train. Otherwise, all the passengers will be dead. Big time.
My wheels are broken.
That's Kirsty, passenger of the train Richard is driving. They're now going to a field that probably says no trespassing. And it's probably full of bulls, knowing our luck. It's sun shining. Kirsty's making faces like a troll. And Richard can't close a gate. It's taken him 5 minutes already. Rebecca says only 7. And Owen says, T, on the end of the 7, T. He's only just managed to do it with the help of the ever-so-efficient Kirsty, otherwise known as Little Elf. Richard just asked to fight Rebecca, and when she accepted, he said, Ooh, I'm sorry, like a big fat crybaby and chicken.
Whether you're a hard man or a man really, whether you're gonna make yourself big someday, got blood on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your cat all over the place, singing.
I love that. Richard's now being a dog, and he's a bad dog. The noise is coming from a house we're walking past. I think it may be an alien. What's it? Base. Rebecca's asking Richard if he's going to be a good boy, which is incredibly doubtful since his name's Richard. He's now biting each other. Apparently Kirsty's a because she's Richard's mummy. Katrina just called me a Richard's going to go around sniffing people's asses now because Kirsty suggested it. Girl pants. Oh, it's a girl pants! Richard's complaining that something stinks when really it's itself. We're walking along the cliff edge, and it's really, really, really thin on the side, and it's really steep down the edge, and like full of holes and things. There's a whole pile of massive, huge, gigantic mushrooms, and they're really, really cool. Kirsty's the one who keeps on falling in the holes and getting stuck and ending up sitting down. Personally, I think this is her excuse for having a rest. Not recommended to drink while lying down as Richard just did because it all went up his nose. Skipping over stepping stones. Losers at the back. One of the losers just happened to come over to the cool corner. Unfortunately, Richard hasn't jumped off the cliff yet, so I'm very unhappy. We should talk into this when we want to talk, because it sounds cooler. Don't you think? A wee, pienso. Ah, tu parles vous français? Moi aussi. Ah, très bien. And now the rest of the losers come over to the cool corner. Typical. The have hit the fan. Unfortunately, the has not jumped off the cliff. Louise is trying to find a point so that she can kill him. Hopefully she succeeds. Also, one of the losers was fighting with one of the cool people. Rebecca and Owen are fighting. Go, Rebecca, go! Louise is trying to jump off the cliff, only unfortunately we stopped her!